There are more movies to talk about, and thank goodness Chris Bellini is here to do just that. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. You're right. That Oscar glow is gone, but we're starting to move into what we call the big blockbuster summer season. Always one of my favorite
times of the year. It'll be spring officially next Tuesday, so yeah, big movies should be on the way.
And they're starting with their little offering with a new film called Tomb Raider. I shouldn't say it's a new film. It's a reboot of a franchise that was taken from a video game from the mid-90s. This time around, you got Laura Croft. That's the main character. She's played by Academy Award winner Alicia Vikander. So she's basically this independent daughter of an adventurer. Now, he ends up vanishing when she's a teen, and she kind of grows up with no real purpose. You know, she doesn't make rent. She takes classes that she never shows up to. But about after 7 years that he's been gone, she decides to kind of, like, let's do something about it. She decides to try to find him and go looking for his last known destination, which is this mythical island somewhere off the coast of Japan. In fact, here's a little scene from the movie where you can see, locating the island, no problem. Trying to get there and where it is, that's a different story.
It's the one.
That's right in the middle of the Devil's Sea. You might as well tie a stone to your foot and jump off the boat now.
It'll be an adventure.
Death is not an adventure.
That's a quick setup, but and you know where it's going.
Where is she from, that actress that is now playing Laura Croft?
That's a very good question. I know the character is from England, but her character, I don't know. That's a good Vikander. European. It's got to be European.
Absolutely. I got to look
I'm going to look that up when we're done, because I do not know that, and that's a good question.
Go ahead, Daniel. You know?
Sweden.
Well, you were right.
Well, I guess I had one in, what, seven chances there? have you guys know anything about Laura Croft? Anyone play the game, see the other movies?
Daniel knows all about the game. This is news to me. I mean, not news to me.
Okay, well, the games are good. They reinvented it. You know, another Academy Award winner, Angelina Jolie, she played the character back in the 2000s, I think. Didn't like those movies. Wasn't excited at all with them. So I was hoping this was going to be to reboot it, because especially when you got the weight of Vikander behind it. And I got to tell you, you know, I did enjoy it for what it was, and I will say it's the best Tomb Raider incarnation yet, although it could be so much more. The things to like, you do have Vikander. She brings a lot of realism, credibility. She gives that little extra weight to the Laura Croft character, you know, who's essentially a video game character. So I really enjoyed seeing that. They start the movie with sort of a daughter trying to find her lost father, trying to get over that loss. Great way to start hooking you into the story. You're going to have some solid action scenes. That's always great. But the problem with this one, at least for me, is I felt that after those few really great action scenes, the movie just sort of spiraled into a big action movie, which isn't a bad thing, but it felt familiar. It kind of felt like a video game in a way, because it just became about her trying to survive the next task or make the next move in the tomb, and that kind of got repetitive, so that was a little disappointing. The other thing is, you got this character that's very Indiana Jones-esque, which is great. And she's going to pull off some big stunts and some big moves, and, you know, you're going to suspend your disbelief. I expect to do that. I just wish that some of that setup, because this is sort of the setup to a franchise, you can tell, would have been a little more detailed. They had just left it to a few lines of dialogue, a few flashbacks. If you're going to pull off some crazy stuff, at least give me more than a few lines of dialogue that you're ready to solve crazy puzzles. You're ready to leap 30 feet in the air and jump at the last minute and grab it.
It better be good.
I want to buy it. But, you know, like I said, I mean, that's kind of nitpicking. This is kind of movie where you want to see it be so much more than it is, and it's just sort of a popcorn movie. That's not bad. I think people will enjoy it. Like I said, when you reboot something, I'm always looking for them to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
They did it with the Batman movies. They did it with all these other things, and they didn't quite do it. So would they say see it? If you're going to be in line for this movie, I think you're going to have a good time. If you're not, you know, I definitely say this is not a full-price movie, at least for me. Definitely a great rainy day afternoon matinee.
We happen to have one of those.
So
now,
that
Chris,
may be a good thing.
You opened the door to this, so I'm going to ask you, we're approaching spring and summer. What are some of the big movies we should be on the lookout for this year?
Well, let me just talk about one in particular that can't wait. I'm super excited for, and I'm sure a lot of people out there. Marvel's got another one coming out, surprise, surprise, but this time it's The Avengers Infinity Wars. Why is it exciting? Why do I want to push this on everyone? Because Marvel and Disney had such a great idea of over 10, 11 years, I think 19 films, building this universe that is all going to come together in this film and its counterpart that comes out next year. All the characters that you've known over the last 10 years are all going to be fighting one big enemy, and to me that's exciting, because how are they going to weave it all together? You know, you got the Black Panther, you got Ant-Man, you got Iron Man, you got Spider-Man, so it's really exciting to see where they're going to take the story next. And they've teased that we may be saying goodbye to some of our characters.
Oh.
some of her favorites.
It sounds like a moneymaker to me. That's what it sounds like.
I'm definitely excited about that one. And other stuff coming out in the summer, you know, it's going to be Solo. I'm excited to see what they do with the standalone Solo film.
Yes.
Solely because we know they fired the directors and they brought Ron Howard in to reshoot for a month. What's that going to do? Deadpool 2, another comic book film. The first one had that R-rated edge, which was so surprising and refreshing. Can they hold it up for another one? I don't know. So you're going to get a lot of that coming into the summer, and those are some of the ones that I'm really excited about. And if you want to talk about the fall, which I know is way off, Halloween, one of my favorite horror films.
A new Halloween?
Not only is it a new Halloween for coming up the 40th anniversary, they've got Jamie Lee Curtis back in the title role. They've got John Carpenter back doing the music and executive producing. And the really weird part of it, Danny McBride, the guy that we all love and laugh at his movies, he's the co-screenwriter. So jumping away from comedy, doing horror, I'm really interested to see what he pulls out of the fire on that.
It sounds like a great combination to me. Comedy and horror, you bet. We'll take it.
I know that it's not going to be everybody's pot of tea, but those are just a few things I'm looking forward to in the next 5 or 6 months. But, hey, get ready. Summer's coming. Let's wait for that big opening in May.
All right. Sounds good, Chris. Thanks for being here, and happy St. Patty's Day to you.
You too.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't talk about the movie Leprechaun. Thanks for that.